Now, last night, Australia's Ash Barty went down fighting at Wimbledon in a shock loss to American Alison Risk. It means there are no Australians left in both the men's and women's draws. So most of my family watch the tennis religiously, but somehow the hobby hasn't rubbed off on me. Fortunately, I'm joined by our unofficial sports reporter, Cameron Nichols, who is a big fan of the tennis. Cameron, hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I am indeed a tennis tragic.
So yes.
I can impart some wisdom, hopefully.
Nice. Okay, so what did go wrong for Ash last night?
Well, she started very strongly. She actually came out and hit four aces in a row, which is very impressive.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yes, but, and she won the first set, and then things went a little bit downhill. I think at the end of the day, she just got a bit outplayed. She obviously has a great game, but Alison Risk was really on form and just hit her shots and hit her off the court a bit, which is unfortunate for Ash.
That is unfortunate. And in each of her press conferences, she's been leaving some Easter eggs for the media. Did she explain them?
Yes. So this was probably my favourite bit of the tournament so far, I think. So what Ash did was in each of the press conferences she did, she left a reference to Disney. So in the first one, she quoted The Lion King. In the second, she quoted Toy Story. And then,
come on.
Yep, she did. And then in the third one, she quoted The Little Mermaid. And this went completely unknown to the media until the third one, and somebody on ABC's Offsiders picked it up. So that was amazing, and I just thought, well,
completely
I
over
mean,
the
you
head.
Have the opportunity, so why yeah. not? And she explained it and just said that she's, you know, a Disney tragic and wanted to make things up and make things a bit more fun for everyone. So,
well, I mean, I didn't hear the references, but I guess The Lion King is quite dramatic and it would make sense to use it.
Yes.
In a...
Well, she said, I think she, the quote was something like, yeah, I was talking to my niece and she just said, Hakuna Matata. And of course, in the first press conference, nobody noticed because, you know, just a turn of phrase.
Yeah, yeah.
But by the third
people
one,
say that,
people
were... you know, all the time.
Yeah.
Hakuna Matata.
Of course.
Yeah, no worries.
So, yes, she was playing us all.
Man, I got to watch that movie again. Anyway, so Ash Barty is the current world number one.
Mm-hmm.
Will she stay at the top of the rankings after this result?
She will. So it was a close call, but there were essentially two people left in the draw who could have taken the world number one from her.
Mm-hmm.
That was Karolina Pliskova and Petra Kvitova. But both of those women lost in the same round as Ash Barty last night. So she was, in a way, a bit lucky. She will have a tough time holding the world number one ranking for the rest of the year.
Mm.
She does have a few points to defend. But for now, she's safe. And it also means that she will stay for another 2 weeks and surpass the amount of time that Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley was at world number one. And she was the last
wow.
Indigenous woman who held the world
cool.
number one ranking, an Australian. So
go
quite
Ash.
Significant. Yeah.
Yeah, geez. And so despite being world number one, Ash has been playing on the second and third highest courts. Do you think she has been treated fairly at the championships?
Yeah, so there's been a lot of discussion about the way Ash has been treated at Wimbledon.
Mm.
I think it's a difficult one. So she did play on centre court for one of her matches, but last night she was on the third highest court. I think it's difficult because yesterday is known as Manic Monday, which means essentially every player in the tournament in the singles draw plays. So there's a lot of good players there.
Mm.
So you've got obviously Federer, Nadal, Djokovic, Serena Williams. Ash is the world number one player in so she should be playing on the highest courts. I think it's a difficult one. I don't envy tournament organisers, but I do think that as Ash remains at the world number one position, she should be on centre court because that's really what
yeah.
it means to be the world number one.
For sure. And so with Ash out of the tournament, who's your pick for the title, Cameron?
Well, I think that the draw has really opened up for Serena Williams
mm.
and essentially the two big stars left are Serena Williams and Simona Halep, both former world number ones. It'll be interesting to see if Serena can pull it off. It has opened up for her, as I said. She was part of the same quarter of the draw as Ash Barty, and it was dubbed the quarter of death because there were, I think, something like 8 former world number ones and Grand Slam winners. So
man,
everyone's kind of dropped off. So I'm hoping that Serena can take out the title, and I think she will. And that would mean that she would tie Margaret Court for the most Grand Slams won ever.
Oh, wow.
So it's a would be a huge achievement. So fingers crossed she can pull it off.
Fingers crossed. Well, Cameron, thank you so much for coming in and talking
no
all
worries.
Things tennis.